There's a quote that begins, "The solitary Buddha is my noble lord." Please clarify the meaning of this phrase. That's in the verses of sharing and aspiration. And it's toward the end. And it's after doing that sharing and dedicating of the blessings of our good actions, and then setting the aspiration for lifting up various spiritual qualities, there's a reflection on reminding or recollecting the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha. And then this phrase is in "the solitary Buddha is my noble lord." What it's referring to is something called a Pajeka Buddha. So that a Pajeka Buddha is a Buddha, a being who is completely liberated, but doesn't teach. They don't have the kind of the past accumulations to teach or to pass on, but they're fully enlightened beings. Traditionally in the scriptures and commentaries, they would arise at a time when there's not a Samma Sambuddha, a Buddha who is capable of teaching and transmitting the teachings, so that they're a purified being. And of course, they're worthy of respect, worthy of offerings, worthy of that sense of appreciation. So that when, and in the chant, of course, it's on a certain level, it's a devotional chant, so you're covering all your bases. Okay.